Well, they've played the majority of pre-season with us, Gary Hunt, Sean Essie and Alex Rehavi. You know, the two I first mentioned, you know, very experienced Football League players, conference. Gary Hunt has won the conference with Morecambe, and I say Sean Essie's got bundles of league experience, so they'll be both two welcome additions to the club. And also Alex Rehavi, you know, we had him on loan last year and we see a lot of potential in Alex. You know, he's 21 now, he's got to get a run of games in him, and if he does that and plays, there's potentially could be another one who could move on back into the Football League.
A good blend of youth and experience coming in there, just what the doctor ordered?
Yeah, well, that's only three. You know, by the end of the week, we want another three additions in the squad, and we're looking very, very good on that front as well. Probably two or three lone players to build the squad. And hopefully that'll be done by the Bolton game on Friday.
Might we be seeing any of those extra additions involved on Tuesday night, or will that be a bit soon?
Well, maybe. You know, we're in discussions with the clubs at the moment, and if they let them go before Tuesday, then great. If not, then we'll definitely have them in by Friday.
And Tuesday's game, just keeping things ticking over, or are you stepping up the sort of level and time that players are going to have there?
Well, it's another chance again to have a look at a couple of trialists, a little bit more game time for some of the others who haven't played. We'll be resting one or two as well, because, as I say, with a small squad, we can't really afford any injuries. So we've got a box clever, and you know, by Friday, we will look to be playing our strongest side.
And it does give you a good alternative game, though, doesn't it, with ahead of that Friday one? Because even if you are leaving one or two out, because of the proximity of the two clubs, there'll always be a bit of competition there. They'll want to show you, you know, who the best team in the local area are.
Well, we've been there the last 4 years and they've always given us a good game. And we expect no different tomorrow. It'll be competitive, it'll be fast. And, you know, we're nearly at the end of our pre-season now, so we expect to go there and win, regardless of what team we put out, because we are the higher division side. And we go with the right attitude, whatever team we put out.
How satisfied were you with Friday night's draw and aggregate win against Workington, and with how things have gone so far in pre-season?
Oh, yeah, it's been mixed, because, as I say, we've only had a small squad, so we've had some mixed results. But Friday was, you know, chances created was very good. We played patient, tough football, which is what we plan to do throughout the season. And, you know, that was with just the 11 who started, finished the game. So it would have been good to strengthen the team a little bit, give a few rest, but we weren't able to do that. And, you know, chances-wise, performance-wise, it was very good. Just seeing that we couldn't get the goals that we deserved.
And what have you made of the Olympics so far?
Do you know what? I haven't even watched it. I'll be honest with you, no, I've not watched it at all. We've been in Coniston last week as well, and been very busy on the phone trying to get players sorted out. You know, it's been a difficult few days for us, and that, as I say, we're working very hard to get in the squad that we want, and by Friday hopefully we'll have that.